kind of music do you usually have here?
Geek Radio Daily for, let's see, where are we now? Thursday? Yeah, Thursday, February the 5th, 2009. Hey, kids, it's your Uncle Vicar. I know, for those of you who may have forgotten who I am, kids, here's the story. Way back when your folks used to start listening to podcasts, there was this show with Billy Flynn and me. Yeah, all right, that's just stupid. Anyway, I'm filling in for the Flynn today. How about that? Here's the wackiness, okay? I'm working the country station for AC, who's working for Bruce, who had surgery, except Billy's going to this chocolate thing with his wife, so he's got to be gone in the afternoon, so I'm in for him, so he's in for me, who's in for AC, who's in for Bruce. Okay? Got all that? Yeah. That's the way it works. It's Thursday. For one damn day, I'm going to be with you, all right? Hopefully next week I will be back regular-like. For the time being, though, hey, glad to see ya. Thursday means patio books. We're going to take a look at what's new in the audiobook world. Also, of course, news of the geekly. We'll take a look in the mailbag, too. But first of all, what's going on in the world? This day in 1919, here's kind of geeky stuff. 1919, Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, and D.W. Griffith launched United Artists. Yeah, you know that's where they came from? A bunch of artists, they got together. They united, thus the name. Birthdays in 1940, H.R. Giger. Is that how you say it? The Swiss artist? The guy that draws all the alien stuff? Yeah, he was born in 1940. 1941 brought us Stephen J. Cannell? I can't pronounce anything. Television producer and writer. The dude that brought you the A-Team, man. 1948, Christopher Guest, who is Lord Guest, I believe now. He has the official title. 1961, Tim Meadows, who was the ladies' man. 1962, the birthday of Jennifer Jason Leigh. And 1964, my beloved Laura Linney. I love her so much. Oh my God, if the vicaress would allow me to adopt her. Well, she's older than me, so maybe she could adopt me. That'd be sweet. I'd call her Mommy. Yeah. Anyway. Let's see what's on the tube tonight, kids. ABC tonight. Look, you got some new programming. Word. Ugly Betty, Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice. It's all new. NBC tonight. You guys remember when NBC Must See Thursday Night used to actually rock? With, like, Friends and stuff, you know, and Seinfeld? Well, you don't have that now. However, you do have brand new My Name is Earl, brand new Kath and Kim, The Office, 30 Rock, ER. They're all new tonight. Fox, you got Bones, you got Hell's Kitchen. They're new. CW, you got new Smallville. Stuff blows up, and you got Green Arrow in that episode. That's pretty cute. Bravo Channel, Good Will Hunting. Granted, it'll be chopped up for language, but there you go. You got it. Disney Channel, they're showing Herbie, Fully Loaded, from 2005. Isn't this the movie with Lindsay Lohan and the boobs that they had to digitally remove because they were just too titillating for youngsters to look at and get them thinking too early about those? I think that was it. E! Tonight, 20 Best and Worst Plastic Surgery Stories. Keep the kids up for that. Family Channel, showing The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, the first of them there Narnia movies. Hallmark has got Splash from 84. The Science Channel, check this out, I got a couple of things for you tonight. Over on the Science, not Sci-Fi, but the Science Channel, Tree Man, Search for the Cure. If he's not wearing a cape, I don't care. Followed by my shocking story, Real Wolf Kids. Yeah. VH1 Classic, I think that's VH1C. You got your Teen Wolf from 85, and One Hit Wonders, New Wave. I might TiVo that. Actually, if I remember that, I think I do want to TiVo that. WGN America from 1977, the original, it's Smokey and the Bandit. Oh, hells yeah. Sally Field was hot, yo. All right, let's take a look at the old mailbag, shall we? Here's what's going on. First of all, from who's first? Oh, Jonathan. Dear Billy Flynn and the man formerly known as the Vicar, now known as Belt Buckle. Because, yes, as you all know, that is my nom de, let's see. Nom de plume is when you're riding. Nom de guerre is when you're fighting. What do you call it when you're playing country music? Nom de dating your cousin. I don't know. Anyway, you lost my email again. I don't know whether it was lost on an island or what, but I wanted to say, why in the hell would they make Ghost Rider 2? I don't know. I have no idea. I saw the first one. I didn't like it. Let me say, by the way, we do get a lot of emails. We tend to read our favorite folks, granted, but we get a lot of emails. We do not, kiddies, always read every email because we couldn't, just like we couldn't play all of our voicemails either. So, Jonathan, love you, man, in a totally safe non-threatening, hetero kind of way, but sometimes, you know, we pass by him. All right, from Walter. How cool that you mentioned the Patrick Bergen Robin Hood. I remember that. I saw that when it aired on TV originally. I've always loved it. To my mind, it's the second best Robin Hood after Errol Flynn. Criminally underrated, Walter. I don't know that I have that many Robin Hood opinions. I haven't watched much Robin Hood stuff. I remember the Patrick Bergen stuff, though. I don't think I ever saw it. Was that out at the same time as when Prince of Thieves came to theaters? Am I right about that? I'm not certain. Anyway, thanks. All right, from, who is this from? Oh, Dave! Okay, cool. Hey, Mr. Flynn, a.k.a. Billy Bobob Brain. I haven't been on the show in a while, and I don't know what the hell that means. That's fine. You know what we call going from 60 degrees to snowing in Colorado? Yeah, we call that Tuesday. Oh, damn. You'll want to bring a jacket with t-shirts when you come out for Starfest. We really never know what we're going to get weather-wise. There you go. Oh, and thanks for making me afraid of urinals, which I never thought would happen. That's just wrong. Does it wash between taps / jiggles? What the hell have you guys been talking about while I've been gone? Dave? You're scaring me, man. What the hell? Until Kathleen Turner makes a documentary about becoming a homeless alcoholic called Turner and Hooch. Oh, I get it. Make mine GRD. Love and wet kisses, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Yes, Billy Flynn is going to Starfest this year. I am not, because I am poor this year. I'm just going to say it. I'm poor, and I'm not making most of these conventions. Dragon Con, yes. Raven Con in Richmond coming soon, yes. But otherwise, no. Sorry about that. So there you go. That's what we got for mail so far. If you want to send us something, please do so. Feel free. Addresses are podcast Billy Flynn Vicar or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Ding. So yeah, send us email. All right, coming up in just a minute, right after the break, we're going to talk patio books. We got news of the Geekly. All that fantabulous stuff is coming up right here on this Thursday, February 5th, 2009, Geek Radio Daily.
And gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here upon St. Crispin's Day.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Good speech.
Hooray!
Good speech.
So you reckon King Henry's right then?
Oh yes, it's St. Crispin's Day.
No, I mean that people will be talking about us for years to come.
Oh, of course they will.
What, you reckon in, say, year 2008 they will be?
Oh no, the world will be ended by then.
But let's just say it's not. You reckon they will be?
Of course they will. They'll be talking about us on anything called a podcast, I'd say. All Things Medieval Podcast.
www.allthingsmedievalpodcast.blogspot.com.
Oh, look, the French are here.
For Harry!
And for St. George!
The All Things Medieval Podcast for fans of the Middle Ages. www.allthingsmedievalpodcast.blogspot.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, February the 5th, 2009. All the geek without the weight. Your Uncle Vicar here with you kids, taking a break, rescued from the depths of country music. Woo-ah! One day, anyhow. As I think I mentioned over on their damn fine forums at geekradiodaily.com, I think next week maybe things will straighten back out again and we're going to have a two-man show. So we'll see. Stay tuned for that, would you? In the meantime, it's Thursday, y'all. That means we're going to look at some patio book action, yo.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
All right, from patiobooks.com, this is one of our favorite segments. Our friends over at Patio Books, it's free. It's awesome. Download what you need, and if you want to know what's going on, so you know what to download, well, you can listen to this show every Thursday. Special thanks to Meredith Matthews for adding to the selection of public domain titles, The Marvelous Land of Oz. Book 2 in the Oz series available. First issued in 1904, this is Frank Baum's Marvelous Land of Oz story of, well, you know the story, all right? Anyway, it's available now. Files originally produced by a LibroVox volunteer. Meredith put them up in a format that they needed over there at Patio Books, and they're happy to present them to you. All 10 episodes up right now. All right, you also got to love this title, Podcasting Your Novel, Publishing's New Wave. That's from Time.com. Time Magazine, y'all. Recognizing. New article from Time Magazine. In the new article, the author explores the careers of guys like J.C. Hutchins, Mer Lafferty, Scott Sigler in Time Magazine, baby. Also promotes the hell out of patio books as the place to keep up with the phenomenon. From the article, quote, "It seems a ripe time for novel podcasting to grow. Traditional book publishers are struggling. Book sales are down. Macmillan has laid off employees, as have Random House and Simon & Schuster." With money, with advance money drying up as well as contracts, Evo Terra says that aspiring writers now feel that maybe I should try something on my own and build an audience online. Unquote. That's from Time Magazine. Look at that. Patio Books getting some recognition. Pick up the current issue and check that out. I think that's in the print version as well as the online version of Time Magazine. If not, I'm just wrong, and it won't be the first time. So that's totally cool. Check that out. Did I actually only do two things from Patio Books? Oh my gosh, I did. Oh well, I'm taping now. It's too late to go get a third. But if you want to go find out more information, just go to patiobooks.com, okay? Under the blog, our buddy Evo Terra from Evo at 11 and other such wonderful, wonderful projects keeps up with everything in the world of Patio Books, including the stuff I'm listening to right now. You got your Mad Contagious from our future Dark Overlord, Scott Sigler. You got the crazy-ass Young Junius from my boy Seth Harwood. That's just the two I'm listening to. The Bruce... he's a Patio Books maniac, always listening to good stuff. You should be too. Just take your hot little fingers on your keyboard over to patiobooks.com and get the crazy free bookage, all right? All right, let's look at the news.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news from IGN. Disney flew Jeff Bridges out to Canada for a digitization process that is set to de-age him. If I could do that... The Vicarious might actually look at me with something other than disappointment and contempt. Jeff Bridges, who I just saw in Iron Man, just watched that a few days ago. Dude looks pretty good, frankly, but does he look like he did in Tron? No. Disney taking care of that. Taking 27 years off the cap for Tron 2.0. As revealed at Comic-Con last year, Bridges' character Flynn set to interact with his younger self from the original, with the comic scenes showing him watching over the young Flynn racing. Apparently, cutting-edge technique also used in X-Men Last Stand, poorly in my opinion, not 20 years off Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen, involved plaster casting Jeff Bridges to create a 3D model, then sculpting a younger version of his face. Double. If we could do that around here and put my face maybe on Juan the Pool Boy's body, well, now you're talking. From IGN, EA has posted a loss of $641 million for the third quarter of the financial year and has announced that it will be closing 12 facilities and increasing redundancies to affect some 1,100 staff. The news came in the same call that brought news of a slew of new games, including Battlefield, Bad Company sequel, and a curious version of Dead Space for the Wii. No details forthcoming about which facilities are going to be shut down, though the redundancies will affect all levels, staff, managers, directors, VPs, and etc. So bad news for everybody, y'all. Over at io9.com, here you go. According to Denver, Colorado's ABC News Channel 7, Colorado Springs police looking for a man who hit two 7-Eleven convenience stores early Wednesday armed with a Klingon sword. You could be a nerd and a criminal at the same time. First robbery reported at 1:50 a.m. at the 145 North Spruce Street location. If you live there, check it out. Clerk told police a white man in his 20s wearing a black jacket, blue jeans, and wearing a black mask entered the store with a weapon the clerk recognized from the Star Trek TV series. Robert demanded money, left with an undisclosed amount. While not as ridiculous as Dalek kidnappings, this is still up there in the annals of sci-fi crime. Seriously, how do you threaten a cash register with a batleth? Now, forgive me if I pronounced that wrong, because I'm kind of into Star Trek, but I'm not that into Star Trek, okay? I'd assume there was a counter in front of you and at least some space there. I don't know how you use it, but whatever. Lots of waving and screaming. It did say this was a white guy because no self-respecting brother's going to roll up in a 7-Eleven with a goddamn Klingon weapon, okay? You look like a moron. I hope the robber demanded the money with a low voice and then spouted off Klingon bits of advice. Seriously, I don't even know what to make of this. Anyway, as the article says, let this mark of dishonor follow the masked man all throughout his days. Because, yes, he did wear a mask, you know? At least wear the Klingon brow ridge thing if you're going to do this, okay? So there we go. That's what I got for Geek News. You always get longer shows when Flynn is on the ball because, frankly, well, Flynn is on the ball. I am not. I got to go to work, kids. So there it is. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. License. Subscribe through iTunes. Drop us a review while you're there. Join the forums for some social geek working over there at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show. Well, all right. We were calling it GRD Sweekly, which means sometimes weekly. Right now it's kind of monthly, so GRD Weekly? I don't know what we're going to call it. Anyway, check that out. New store over at cafepress.com. Email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce. GeekRadioDaily.com.
It's almost 9 o'clock. We've got to go to work.